This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for the Rangers Player Show here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. It's brought to you by TexasRangers.com. Catch all on the field tours and 21 single game tickets now, TexasRangers.com. The man hitting 308 with three home runs, left fielder Willie Calhoun joining you on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good, thanks. And, you know, let's talk about this season so far, Willie. I mean, you've had success before, but now we're almost a couple of months in, and here you are hitting over 300. So congrats on that. How are you taking it all in?
It feels good right now. Hopefully I can keep that going. And, you know, we're working hard and, you know, trying to make things happen here.
What are the things you attribute your success to? What are the things you're continuing to work on?
Things that, you know, like I've really been working hard in the off season. I worked a lot on, you know, making sure that I go back to my old ways of, you know, being able to use the whole field. And I told myself, you know, coming into spring training that I wanted to work hard and keep the things that I work on the off season, work with the hitting coaches here and make sure that I stay on top of that. And, you know, that's what we've been doing. And, you know, I've just been working with the hitting coaches every day and making sure that I maintain that.
Now, Willie, when there's a pitch that is above your eyes and you hit it for a single and you go back to the dugout, is Luis Ortiz mad at you or does he tell you great job?
They're all happy for me. Honestly, it's just something that I've always feel like I've been able to handle the high pitch well. You know, it's nothing that I work on. I don't really work on that. I think it's more of an approach and like what I think about and how to get to the high ball. It's funny because like I don't know. I feel like I've always been able to hit that pitch, and you know, sometimes. I'm not saying I'll get a hit every time, but sometimes, you know, I'll either miss it or sometimes I can hit it well. So it's a really big hit or miss with that pitch. I mean, it's a tough pitch to get to for sure.
Can you take us through after getting hit with a pitch by a left-handed pitcher? Like, what was the journey like coming back from that? I know there had to be anxiety and maybe fear and all these different things, but was there a moment where you thought, you know what? I don't notice it anymore. Like, I'm back.
Yeah, it's weird. So, obviously, last year, you know, everyone went through a lot. But with just the hit by pitch, it just getting back in the box was a little bit uncomfortable for me. I didn't really feel that, like, hitterish way last year, I'd say, because of, you know, getting hit in the face. Like, I always imagined, like, the ball coming at me. And I told myself, and, you know, I talked with Woody and everyone after the season ended, I was like, hey, I really want to regroup and refresh and get away from baseball for a while just for like the off season. I want to go back to California. I want to go back to my hometown, spend a few weeks there and then go down to LA and train and stuff and get ready for spring. And, you know, they were very supportive of that. Everyone was, and they're really happy that I was able to get away from it and kind of reset the mindset, because I mean, if anyone gets hit in the face, I mean, I feel like that's the worst thing that can happen on a baseball field. Just from like from a mental standpoint, it was definitely tough. So, I mean, it wore on me a lot. But I just told myself I wanted to, like I said, get away and kind of regroup and get away from it.
Was there? Because I know, I believe you guys have, it's Mike Franco, right? You're the mental skills coach. Do you work with him at all in a scenario like that, or was it more just get away, reset, come back?
It was more just like get away, reset type of thing for me. Just because the more I got away from the game, the more I didn't think about it. And then when I started swinging again, I made sure I did all my flips and everything from the left side so that I can get used to that again. And I mean, ever since then, I mean, I feel completely normal now. I mean, thank God I don't have any of those I don't have any of those anxiety things anymore, but I mean, I don't wish that upon anyone, especially on a baseball field. I mean, that's an anxiety that is just not good. And I'm happy that I was able to get past that.
Yeah, so are we. Willie Calhoun here with you on your home of the Rangers.
Hey, Willie, you know, you've been DH-ing quite a bit here, and then you get an opportunity to play some outfield. You make a hell of a throw the other day holding the runner to first base. I mean, you know, John Daniels was talking about it the other day. Yeah, how do you keep yourself ready like that? You know, you're doing that DH stuff, doing a great job at the plate, but keeping yourself ready defensively.
Yeah, I think this year I really wanted to come in and just be a complete player. You know, I really felt like this was a year where, you know, we have a really young team, but we believe in our locker room. We believe that we're good. We believe that we belong. We believe that we can hang in there with anyone. I feel like we've been showing that over the young season so far. And I think this year for me, I told myself I want to come in and be a complete player. I don't really want to just be a one-dimensional guy that can just pull the ball and hit home runs. Like, I don't want to do that. I want to be more of a baseball player. And I think just working hard every single day with the staff that we have here, I mean, it's a really good environment we have in that clubhouse. And everyone in there is pulling the same rope, and you don't really have any resistance. So I think that's the biggest thing inside that clubhouse right now is everyone believes and everyone's pulling that same rope the same way. So I think that goes a long way with a winning team.
So, Willie, using the whole field, was that your idea? Did the team want to do that? Is that a new trend for hitters reacting to the shift? Or how can you flesh out that idea for us?
Honestly, I think it was kind of both, really. I know that was something that I wanted to do for myself because I feel like I'm a type of hitter that can hopefully, you know, continue to hit over 300, from 300 to 330. I feel like I have the ability to do that. I've done it in the minor league, so I feel like I should be able to do it here as well. And I feel like, you know, when you're at this level, I feel like you should be good enough to be able to control, you know, the barrel and situational hitting. And I feel like you should be able to do that at this level. And like I said, I feel like I've been blessed with some really good bat-the-ball skills, so I kind of try to use that to my advantage. And, you know, if a team's playing me shift, I really don't mind it if that they have the shift in the game. Like, I try to use it to my advantage now and be able to shoot the ball over that way with any pitch. So, but hopefully by the end of the year, I can teams can say, you know, we can't shift Willie. Like, we have to play Willie straight up because he is that hitter that can hit the ball where he wants to. That's what I want my goal to be by the end of the season for teams to think about me.
Well, Willie, a great baseball philosopher back in 2017 once said, I play three-hole, and his name was Willie Calhoun. And I wonder, when you're batting leadoff, do you like that? Is that something that you enjoy? Because I would imagine there'd be a sense of pride of, hey, I get to start this thing.
Yeah, I think the more you embrace it, the better you are at things. And, you know, I've really embraced the leadoff role. Me and Kiner, we've embraced the leadoff role. And I think it's a mindset. You have to have a mindset of being a leadoff guy. I mean, because you know that sets the presence of the game. And I feel like your first two batters can send a message to the opposing team right away. If you have those first two batters grinding your bats, you see that in their swings that, you know, they're hitting the ball hard right away. Maybe the other team's like, wow, they're going to come out aggressive today. I feel like the first two batters send a strong message right away to the other team.
Willie, how different are you from the professional that first arrived with the Rangers?
I can say I'm a lot different. yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've done all my growing up within the organization. I feel like, I feel like the front office and everyone drafted me. It was weird that it honestly feels like I got drafted by the Rangers because I feel like I've done all my growing up over the last 4 years with the team. So I can definitely say it. If anyone knew me back then in 2017 and still they know me now, they can say, I think they can kind of agree that I grew up a whole lot.
Hey, Willie, it's you got the big series against the Astros this weekend, and we got a lot of sports hate up here for the Astros. Do you guys share sports hate with us for the Astros like we do on our radio station?
Not really. I mean, I don't really hear it that much, to be honest. Obviously, I know that the Astros alone have a lot of hate just around baseball because of the whole the whole cheating thing. But I mean, I don't really hear it myself. I don't really hear it much.
Now, Willie, if we could, just in theory, like let's say we found a buzzer and we could like slap it on your chest underneath the jersey and you could know what pitch was coming. Just in theory. Would you like that?
I think you ask any hitter, they would love that. I think if you ask any hitter in baseball, they would absolutely love to know what's coming every pitch, especially with the guys now. I mean, everyone's throwing 100, and if they're not throwing 100, their ball's moving 18 inches. So, I mean, it's really, if you tell any professional hitter what's coming, I feel like anyone would really love that. So, but like I said, I mean, that's all behind everyone, and I think everyone's just trying to go out there and compete now and just get some dubs.
It's Willie Calhoun with us, who just announced that he has no integrity inside the sport of baseball. How's your Warzone game?
My Warzone game? Honestly, I haven't played in a while, bro. Like, it's been a while since I've played.
Good professional.
I don't even have it set up right now in Dallas. During the season, I kind of just lay low, and I don't really play at all during the season. And then I start playing again in the off season. But I mean, if once I start playing again, I mean, I'm gonna definitely have to let you guys know.
Okay, well, that's how you redeemed yourself, because that answer after you just said that you want to cheat in baseball, you said that I focus on baseball in the season. So that's great. Way to redeem yourself.
It's funny.
He is everyday Rangers player, not everyday video game player. Left fielder DH Willie Calhoun. It's awesome to see you get comfy at that plate there again, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.